Since Jimmy's gone in, I think it's taken a little bit of time to get his philosophies across, but they've had some real good results over the last couple of weeks, and they've got some real talented individuals. And when you look at the players that they've got when we played down there, they've some expensive players and all played in the Premiership. I think they'll be disappointed where they are in the table at this moment in time, because the expectancy level there was to try and get back up, I'm sure of it, back into the Premiership. So I think they've underachieved a little bit, but they've had some good results and talented players. So we know what we need to do. We have to play with a tempo, with and without the ball, stop them from playing. But obviously go and take our game to them, and I'm sure they'll still be aware that we're a decent team as well and be expecting a tough game against us.
Yeah, it took Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank 9 games to get his first win as QPR boss.
I think Jimmy's gone in there to make sure that they get back to winning ways as such, try and get up the table. And I think he'll be saying to his players they want to finish the season in a positive manner, be ready for next year's challenge as well.
And you went down to Loftus Road and got a 0-0 draw in November. That was, I think, Neil Warnock's first game in charge as interim boss, and you were on that run of 6 clean sheets in a row. How do you reflect back on that game?
No, it was a period of a few games where we had some real positive results, played very well, defended well. We showed people what we're capable of doing. So we'll have to do the same at the weekend, try and shut out the threats of Hoyler and Phillips and people like that who've got some talent and pace about them, but also we'll be trying to attack them and show what we're capable of doing.
And after Gentry Day last weekend at Bolton, it was such a terrific atmosphere of a 4,500 travelling North End fans. They've got some way to go to beat that in terms of atmosphere this weekend, haven't they?
Yeah, but last week was real special in terms of the number that we took away, how the result panned out and actually who we beat, given it was a local derby. So you couldn't have asked for much better days to celebrate Gentry Day last week with a late goal as well, which sometimes makes it feel even better, doesn't it? So fantastic. Our home supporters have been very good. Obviously, we want to keep encouraging them to come down and keep backing us from now to the end of the season.
There'll be a minute's applause before the game on Saturday to mark the passing of Alan Spavin, one of the club's great players who passed away this week.
Yeah, obviously sad news when we heard that the last couple of days. So I'm sure the respect that he will be there on Saturday. Hopefully we can go and get a result for him. I think this day and age, not too many players get over 200 games, never mind 400 plus games that he did. So fantastic servant for this football club, and as we've said many times, hopefully we can get a result for people who have served this club very well.